theme of peace that the carol was singing about. Listening this morning, whenever we woke up, Lynn turned on the bedside radio, and we were listening to some Christmas records, as you do on Christmas morning. I should say Christmas tracks, probably, shouldn't I? Records is an old word nowadays. But we were listening to a number of them, and one of them was John Lennon's song, "And So This Is Christmas, and What Have You Done? Another Year's Over, and a New One Begun." And there's that haunting chorus at the end of the song where the children are singing, war is over, if you want it, war is over. And one of the things that the Christmas message has at the heart of it is this theme of peace, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests. And yet, whilst we proclaim peace and the Prince of Peace, as we look at our world, we very often see there isn't very much peace in just so many ways. We see conflicts with countries at war. We see conflicts between employees. Maybe in your workplace there's battles going on between different people. There's conflicts in families, and maybe you're dreading a family gathering later on today, and there'll be some row perhaps you're anticipating that usually happens at this time of year. There doesn't seem to be sometimes the peace that we're hoping for and the peace that we're longing for. And yet in Micah chapter 5 and verse 5, he says about the Messiah that he shall be peace. He shall be their peace, the peace of his people. There is something about the coming of Jesus that does bring peace with it. And let me just give you three ways to understand that verse of Scripture. First of all, when it means he is our peace, it means there is an outside peace that Jesus has made for us by dying on the cross. Colossians talks about him making peace through the blood of his cross, reconciling all things to himself, whether they be things in heaven or things on earth. There is a peace that Jesus made. He came into the world with this theme of peace at his birth, but at the end of his life, when he died on the cross, making peace between men and women and God. There's a peace that you and I can't make, but Christ has made it for us. And to find it, we've got to believe in what Christ did for us. That's the outside peace that Christ made, and that's a kind of an objective peace. But there's also, secondly, an inside peace, a subjective peace, because the Bible talks about the peace of God that passes understanding in your heart. When you find Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, Jesus said, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives, give I unto you." You can't find this peace with God in the world. It's a gift of God. And Jesus spoke about this peace. He spoke about it as a peace that comes from God, but is experienced in the heart, and one that passes understanding. You can't understand why you've got this sense of being right with God and at peace with God and finding that calmness, that friendship with God. But it is a subjective peace that is a gift of God whenever your sins are forgiven and you know Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And if you have it, then the challenge is to live at peace with those around you. You can't claim to be at peace with God and then fight with the people around you. Martin Luther famously used an illustration. He said, if you think of two billy goats meeting, they come to a stream, and there's a tree has fallen over the stream, and they both come to the stream at the same time, and they both start to walk across the tree, and they meet in the middle. If they decide to butt each other and have a battle, both of them are going to end up in the river. One of them's going to have to lie down and let the other walk across it. Luther said, that doesn't mean if it's a conscience issue or if it's something to do with Scripture, you just lie down and let people walk all over you. Not at all. But he says, so often the fights that people get involved in, they're fights over nothing. If you're having a fight perhaps today about what way to cut the turkey, or you're having a fight about who's going to get granny, you know, those aren't things to be fighting about. If you claim to follow the Prince of Peace, lie down and live at peace with those around you. How many fights would be avoided if we did that And this is the peace of God that passes understanding, and that Jesus encouraged us to live at peace as far as it depends upon us with the people around us. So there's an objective peace, an outside of us peace. There's a subjective internal peace. But lastly, there's this future peace that the Bible talks about. This prospect of future where the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion together, and the little child will lead them. Sometimes the danger at Christmas is we just kind of focus on little Jesus, baby Jesus, and we forget about this future day when Christ will come as the ruler who will right all wrongs, as the one who shall call his people fully and finally unto himself, and all his enemies will be dispensed with. And that is what Christ came to do. He came into the world to give us peace now, but the prospect is in the future, one day, there will be perfect peace. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And for those who find this peace now, they have a foretaste of what will be then, on that glorious day when he comes and perfect peace is given to all the world and to all the universe. So today, as we just think about the coming of Jesus, we think about the coming of one who said, he shall be their peace, and he is our peace. But I wonder today, is he your peace? Have you asked him to be your Lord and Savior? Have you called upon and bowed the knee to him and found this peace of God? And have you this hope living in your heart that one day there shall be overall peace? All the swords shall be beaten into plowshares. There will be peace forevermore. Because the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Shalom, has come. And this is the Prince that we celebrate his birth today. And we think about his future coming to give peace forevermore. May the peace of God be with all of you this Christmas as you know Christ as Lord and Savior, and look forward to the second coming of this Prince of Peace. Let's sing our closing praise. It's the carol Hark.